Well, today on the Ag Show, we are talking with the Alberta Federation of Agriculture. Their president, Lynn Jacobson, is joining us on the line right now. So I guess the first question for you here today, Lynn, is the Alberta Federation of Agriculture. Why don't you sort of tell our audience out there just a little bit about sort of what you guys do in the industry here?
I'd be happy to do that. I guess to start off with a bit of an introduction for our organization, we're the largest general farm organization in Alberta. We're basically funded by voluntary memberships, so that's quite a bit different from a lot of farm organizations or the farm commissions that are supported by checkoff dollars. We rely basically on members joining our organization and I guess paying a membership fee. And then we have some other sources of and programs that we receive some income from. Anyways, we're basically involved in all aspects of agriculture. We don't just focus on certain specific grain issues or cattle issues or, you know, pipeline issues or oil issues. We're basically a homogeneous organization that takes on all of those, topics and issues for our members.
And, of course, over the last a little over a year now, of course, the COVID-19 has had a pandemic. The pandemic has had an effect on a number of things out there, including the agricultural industry as well. What are some of the sort of big impacts that the pandemic has had on agriculture that you've noticed?
It's been varied on where you are in our industry. This year, or I guess last year, the grains and oilseed producers, if you had a crop, and I know there was some areas of the province that had trouble seeding and harvesting a crop, but a large percentage of the area probably pulled off one of the better crops that they've ever had in our province. And with some of the record prices that people have been getting, or the high prices that they're getting, the grains and oilseeds and some of the specialty crops have been doing very well. There have other parts of our industry, such as the red meat industry, and then if you're relying on a lot of temporary foreign workers for operations, so those parts of our industry have taken a hit, not only from COVID, but also COVID-related issues, such as plant closures and lower prices, and there's a number of those issues out there.
And one of the biggest sort of talking points with agriculture in the province lately has been the agri-stability program that the province has been talking about with the feds on that. And I understand the Alberta Federation of Agriculture, you guys have sort of been kind of pushing the province to sort of support that program. What kinds of things are you hoping to see here?
Just for a little bit of a history, with the business risk management programs, and we do have some different ones besides crop and earth, but ag stability was one of the issues that was really at the forefront for probably the last 8-9 months. And it's a national program, the ag stability, that affects all producers all the way across this country. Anyways, we all know as producers that the program was changed in 2013, and the results of that program, which turned around, and I guess the formula of it was, we got 70% coverage on an indexed margin or a reference margin, basically that was locked, and then we only got 70% of the 70. So, in a lot of areas and a lot of parts of the province, producers looked at this and said, "Well, no, we're not going to do this anymore. It's not worth it at all." because the complications of the program or how complicated the program was, and then also how late the payments, if you were going to get a payment, you could be up to a year before you received any payment out of the program. People just started dropping out, so there's less, the figures it turned out, there was about between 40 and 45% of the producers basically were enrolled in the program, and the participation rate was dropping from that. So we've been after the federal government for quite a long time through the Canadian Federation of Agriculture and other general farm groups to look at this program and maybe make it better. So the federal government basically this year or last year turned around on the federal provincial ag ministers meeting. They made the offer to the provinces that they would raise or that I guess they would unlock the reference margin. They would bring that back up, so it would be an individual reference margin that was not locked down, and then they would pay 80% of the 70% coverage level. So it added probably around $170 million or $171 million back into the program that wasn't there before. So majority of the provinces in Canada accepted the offer, said yes, that would be okay, but the Three Prairie provinces balked at that and said no, they weren't going to do that, and basically walked away from the table on that end of it. We've been in negotiation for quite a long time now because of that meeting. We'd started a Food for Thought campaign that was included all the farm groups in Canada, and started a campaign to start talking to our MPs and MLAs in the provinces and pushing them to accept this temporary change to the program, because it's only good till 2023 when a new program's going to come in. So with the pressure that's been put on, we've been talking to our provincial government, who was very reluctant even to bring it to cabinet, but it finally was, and I guess with all the farm groups doing it, it was finally forced and they went to the cabinet. The provincial government told us, and the other prairie provinces told their farm organizations, that they needed another meeting with the feds. We talked to the federal government. They extended the invitation, so they had another federal-provincial meeting, and as a result, the Three Prairie provinces basically agreed to unlock the reference margin. So it helps. It's not quite what we wanted, but it's probably put about $90 million more into the program. It'll help certain parts of our industry, but there's other parts of our industry that really won't receive any benefit at all.
So it certainly seems like there's if they accept this, it'll fix in a few things. But is there a potential there to sort of prove some other areas of the agricultural side with future deals?
Oh yeah, we're looking at and we're in, I guess we're consulting and making presentations basically to the Canadian Federation of Agriculture on the new BRM program, specifically Ag Stability, and then other parts of that BRM program too. But we know the program as it stands now, even if it went back to the where it was in 2007, really is not an adequate program and leaves a lot of agriculture out of the program. It doesn't apply to them. So some of that stuff needs to be fixed. And we're working on those type of programs and looking at them. And we've been hearing rumor mill type of thing, and from what the government, the Alberta government has said, they've been looking at some margin-based type programs, which are basically an insurance-based program, but there's a lot of problems with a margin-based program, and one of the big things that comes out of a margin-based program is multi-year losses and how you handle those, because if it's a straight insurance program, if you have losses, then your premium keeps going up and up and up, and then pretty soon you can't afford the program anymore. So those are some of the issues we're looking at, and we're hoping to work with the provincial governments on developing new ideas. Hopefully they'll be willing to talk to all the farm groups and bring us into that conversation on the provincial area. If not, we're going to be at least at the federal area talking to the federal politicians and our federal ag minister on those type of issues.